Musicians in the province have had to face some unique challenges during the pandemic. Gigs have been canceled, live music has been scaled back, and an already precarious lifestyle has gotten even more so. Music NL has taken a close look at the situation and put some mental health supports in place. Rhonda Tulk-Lane is the executive director for Music NL, and she joins us live by phone this morning. Good morning, Ms. Tulk-Lane.
Good morning, Jerry Lynn.
So how has the pandemic changed life for the province's musicians?
Of course, not only has it hit the pocketbooks hard, it's also played a role in not only our sector, but your mental health and well-being. And there was some work done actually before the pandemic in 2018 by the East Coast Music Association that showed some stats that were very concerning. And then, of course, we move into 2020 and things didn't get better, which caused us to say at Music NL, we've got to do something. We've got to put some actions in place and provide supports to our members and people in the sector.
And what are you hearing from some of the members?
So that was another piece that we're finding really interesting. We're not hearing a lot of talk. And of course, with all of the things we've done and all the initiatives over the years around mental health, we know there's a stigma. So not having, not hearing a lot about it, not seeing it as a, you know, a common chat that's happening every day is concerning as well. So we want to get a little loud about it and make sure that our members and people in the sector know it's okay to talk about it. It's okay to share with a friend and hear the supports that are available. So we're going to get a little loud and start talking about this more.
And that is a solid message to be preaching. But what mental health supports are available for Music NL members?
So we're preparing to roll out a strategy in this year, in 2021-22. The first thing we're going to start with, actually, is this Thursday, the 28th, of course, is Bell Let's Talk Day. So we've got a really neat, intimate fireside chat with singer-songwriter Dabnet Doyle this Thursday night. It's free for anyone. It's online. We're going to chat a little bit about Dabnet's choice to change her lifestyle and focus on her mental health well-being. And also right now we're training up to 30 individuals across Newfoundland and Labrador in the sector with mental health first aid free of charge so that we have people on the ground, grassroots in the community that can spot the signs and symptoms if a colleague that they know is going through a troubling time. As well, we're going to be rolling out a peer network. And right now, if anyone needed to speak to someone, the ECMA actually has a clinical therapist on staff, and you can do one-on-ones, and that's open to our membership at Music NL.
And what has led to the decision to sort of get loud about taking care of your mental health from Music NL's perspective? I mean, why is all this needed?
So as I mentioned, the 2018 survey was enough, but more recently, there was a survey conducted by the National Arts and National Arts and Culture Impact Survey, and it showed that pre-COVID, people's mental health, anxiety, and stress levels, they rated at 26% said they were very high. When the survey was done this past November, that had jumped to 76%. Saying that their mental health, anxiety, and stress had gone from 26% to 76%, extremely high. So that was enough for us to say we've got to take some action. We need to have supports in place for our sector, given everything that people are going through right now.
Now, some musicians are finding themselves on the road less often, and probably as a result of that, turning away drugs and booze, you know, that the lifestyle, I guess, for the rock star, or you know, at least that, I guess, it's a sweeping generalization. But not being on the road, I mean, is there any positive side effects to that?
There are. So, of course, we're going to be rolling out Music NL Week next week, February 1st to the 7th. And we've got a whole bunch of sessions and new ways for musicians and people in the sector. So not just musicians, but music supervisors, promoters, venues, to learn about some of the new things and using technology and still exporting our music and getting it out there. So there are silver linings in the way we're doing business, the tools that people are using, and still being able to do what you do. And of course, it's not the same, but we've got a year planned where we're going to be planting the seed and hopefully get ready for 2022 and be traveling again. So there are silver linings and hope and things that they can do.
And Rhonda Tulk Lane, who better to ask than the Executive Director of Music NL? You did reference an event that's coming up on the 28th. Tell us about it.
Mm-hmm. So as I mentioned, yes, we've got singer-songwriter Dabnet Doyle joining us on Bell Let's Talk Day at 7 p.m., and it's free and open to everyone. It's going to be online, and it's going to be a really intimate chat with Dabnet about some of the changes she's made in her life and her focus on her mental well-being. It's going to be an excellent discussion to for others to ask questions, to network and meet people, and hear from Dabnet. So that kickstarts our mental health strategy, and there'll be much more to come in 2021.
Yeah, absolutely. Rhonda Tulk Lane of Music NL, thank you so much for joining us live.
Thank you, Jerilyn. Bye-bye.